Siman Tov Kuf Yud Zayin, continuing in Hilchos Yontif. Before we start Tov Kuf Yud Zayin, just have to fill in a hole that I missed in Tov Kuf Tes Zayin. So we discussed the concept. The Gemara says, Paskin the Shulchan Aruch, that one can send gifts on Yontif. I read it. And the Gemara Beitza Tezvav Amin Aleph says that Rav Sheshes Sharu the Rabbanan Lishdurei Tfilin B'Yumatava, that they can send Tfilin as a gift on Yontif. So the Gemara asks, but it says in the Mishnah that only something that you could use on Yontif can you send on Yontif. And then Tfilin we don't wear on Yontif. So the Gemara doctors it up. Hachi Ka'amar. If it's something that's usable, now Rashi over there says that even if you wear tefillin on yontif, there's no iser. That's a discussion, because the Beis Yosef bring down the Zohar speaks very, very stark against people who wear tefillin on Shabbos yontif, and I think even Chol HaMoed is part of the discussion over there. Anyway, so the Shulchan Aruch Lamaisa says that you could send tefillin, mishalchin tefillin, as a gift on Yontif, kevan shiru'uyim lanichan b'chol. So, at the end of yesterday's shir, we mentioned, and I was very surprised, Mishibur doesn't say anything, Aruch HaShulchan doesn't say anything, tefillin, we assume, are muksa. Why does no one mention that? So, I missed a very important footnote in Dirshu. Very exciting footnote, actually. So first of all, just to go, the sugya over there, the Rama says that tefillin is a kli shemalachto leheter, and the Mishabura brings out from the Magen Avraham and the Taz that tefillin is a kli shemalachto leiser, and therefore you can only move it letzorach gufo or makomo. Makomo, it's in the way. I can't get to my svarim. I need the makom, whatever. It's in my chair. And Gufo, I'm learning Hilchas Tefillin with my son for his upcoming bar mitzvah. I want to show him how the shin is done on the tefillin or something on the tefillin that I want to show him. So that would be the Tzorach Gufo. And then it would be Mutter the Taltel, the tefillin, on Shabbos. So I found it strange. The Mishabura doesn't say anything over here. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't say anything over here. But Dirshu comes to the rescue. And they point out that machlokes, whether tefillin is a kli shemalachto is a kli shemalachto leheter, the Trumas HaDeshen holds that tefillin are a kli shemalachto leheter, and his raya is from this sugya, from the fact that he can send tefillin on yontif. That's a very stark raya that it's not a kli shemalachto leheter. I can't send you a camera on yontif. So how do we say, how can you send it on yontif? We didn't discuss the muksa aspects of that tefillin, but even though the tefillin is not roi to be worn on yontif, even the Rashi says in theory it could be worn, but it brings simchas yontif. The Mishabura said in Sifkata on Yudbeis, Avapi sha'asa lahotzi shum davar biyontif, kol she'enu tzarech lo, ve'enu motzio el tzarech chol. If you're doing it the tzarech chol, we'll get into that tomorrow, Bezat Hashem, Siman, Tov Kuf, Yud Ches. So, Hotzah on Yontif is something that's not needed at all on Yontif, is Asa. Mikom Makom, says the Mishabura, Kevan Shu Nenev Sameach, B'mashim Mishaleach, Daronos, Lachaveiro, he is happy, and it gives him Simcha, that he can send his friend such a choshev, a gift of Tefillin, HaRezet Sorech Simchas Yontif. So it's explaining how it fits into the sugya over here of Tov Kuf Tes Zayin. It doesn't explain to us how it fits into the sugya of Muksa. So the Trumas HaDeshen brings the raya from here that the tefillin are not Muksa. It's a kli shemalachto leheter. But Magen Avraham and Taz, and we are the Chatzkila, we're Machmir. Now the Maisa, the poskim say, if the tefillin, usually kli shemalachto leiser, you're not, the camera is in danger. I'd say it's a kli shemalachto leiser. The danger of it getting rained on, I can't move the camera because it's going to get ruined. Mechama Letzel is also by Kli Shemalach to the Isser. But over here by the Tefillin, if the Tefillin are in Makom Bizayon and they're in danger of some sort, so then we go Lekula and we'll move it in order to save the Kedushas HaTefillin. So the Magen Avraham brings down a Tosis over here that, I mean, how do you answer the kasha according to the Magen Avraham Taz? The tefillin are kishim lach l'isser. The fact that you have simchas yontif by sending it wouldn't seem to justify moving the object. I mean, you answered the Tov Kuf Tezayin part of the issue, but not the Shin Ches Hilchos Muktzah part of the issue. So he says that the fact that you have such a Simchas Yontif and something to fill in, that's considered a Tzorech Gufo. Sounds like a big Chiddush. Okay, but that's how the Magen Avraham would answer up this kasha of you're sending tefillin as a gift on Chol HaMoed, not Chol HaMoed, I'm sorry, on Yontif HaMamish, when he holds it to Kli Shemalachto L'Isser, which is the Chatchila, how we are Noheg. So that gives us a little closure on the tefillin part of Tov Kuf Tes Zayin. And now we are up to Siman Tov Kuf Yud Zayin. In what circumstances are you allowed to take on Yom Tov from a store different food items? So the Mechaber over here starts. You go to either your friend has a makolet or the guy is open on Yom Tov. They ask him, you need some eggs, you need some egozim, or sharmine machal or mishte, you don't have your coke, whatever you need. Dino biyanta kumo b'shabes. Kumoshin is by le'el in siman shin chav gimel siv dalet. So let's put that on hold. Let's finish the siman, then we'll get back to it. The whole big sugya over there in shin chav gimel dalet. How you are allowed to take things from a store on Shabbos and Yontif. Continuing in Tav Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says, "V'im hu eino Yehudi, if the guy is the owner of the store, this is in the old city. They have the Sammy's Makolet, the Gaisha Makolet, right at the entrance of the old city between the Armenian quarter. I'm sorry, between the not the entrance of the old city, but the entrance of the Jewish quarter between the Jewish quarter and the Armenian quarter. So, if you want to take things from a guy, so then you have to make sure that these are things that are not muksa. What does that mean?" If it's possible that Sammy has an apple tree in the backyard and he's selling his apples, and it could be that those apples, when Yontif came in, were attached to the tree, then they will be muksa, even though he cut it for himself. He didn't do the malacha for you, even if that would be the case. But it's attached to the tree when Yontif comes in, or Shabbos comes in, it's going to be muksa. Oh, shebimino mukhuset seida. Or Sammy has a river nearby and he sells fresh fish. If it could be that he caught the fish today, something that needs to be caught on Shabbos or Yontif, is aside from the fact that you're not going to catch it, he's a guy, he can do whatever he wants, but the fact that when Shabbos or Yontif came in, it was still not caught, that makes it muksa. Ela im keinika behem shelo nilkitu velo shelo nitzodu hayom. Unless it's clear that it was not picked today and it was not caught today. If he's selling eggs and he has his own chickens laying eggs in the back of the store over there, behind the store, so that would also be a problem. Maybe the eggs were laid today and they are also muksa. Aval, but Dava she'eba mishum mechuber. There's no problem. It was not attached to the tree when Shabbos came in or Yontif. Velo mishum tzeida. It was already caught before Shabbos or Yontif. Velo mishum nolad. It wasn't. The egg wasn't laid on Shabbos or Yontif. Mutar likach mimenu. You're allowed to take it from him. Afilu huva hayom michutz latchum. So that is a big discussion in Tav Kuf Tes Vav. That if the guy brings something for you on Yontif michutz latchum, that it's going to be muksa. But here it's going to be okay. Why is it okay? Because the assuming he didn't bring it for you, so that explains the Mishabas of Katan Bez, Shahuva la akum hachenvani, because it was brought michutz l'tchum for the shopkeeper who's not Jewish. V'daf could be ishiruba goyim, only if most of the city are goyim. Then we say mistama bishvil akum huvalo, it was brought for the goyim, it wasn't done for the Jew. Aval bi'ir shiruba Yisrael ochetzia, even if it's 50-50, whatever that means, aser likach mimenu, then you can't take something that came from michutz l'tchum. Demistama b'shvil Yisrael huvu, it was brought for you michutz l'tchum. Now I used to think that there was an inherent problem, something coming michutz l'tchum, and my wife and I had a question regarding this years ago, and it came up again this week. We went in, my wife teaches in Darche Bina, and the girls have 2 days of Yontif, and we went to have a Yontif Seudah with the girls on Sunday with Simchas Torah. is there a problem with us bringing something michutz latchum? So if you hold there's something inherently muksa about it being michutz latchum, then that would be a problem. That's not the issue. The issue is there's a guy doing something for you that it, you know, for you that he shouldn't be doing. And therefore, the Yontif Sheni, it's like everything else, it's much more makel when a Jew is doing it. What? The problem is when the guy brings something for you, michutz l'tchum. Just like anything else, the guy turns on the light for you. You're not allowed to be nana from the light. What? Yeah? To bring michutz l'tchum? I don't know. They discuss the shofar coming michutz l'tchum. That's actually mefurish, I think, at the end of Tav Kuf Pei Vav. So they already, the Mai said, to bring michutz l'tchum is only an issur derabanan. So to ask the guy to do an issur derabanan is mutter b'mako mitzvah. Shvus to shvus, that's shin zayin hei. Shvus to shvus b'mako mitzvah is mutter. So if this is a mitzvah tzorech, let's see if I can find it quickly. This is Aruch HaShulchan. I don't have here a chelik vav. Im haya shofar barosh sha'ilan o me'eva hanar ve'ein lo shofar acher elahu. He's not, the Jew can't do an isidur abanan to go get it. He can't climb the tree. He can't go swimming to get the shofar. Aval al yidei eini Yehudi mutter lasos kol davar she'eino isur ela midirei sofrim. Davi shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah u mutter. A double derabanan. The Amir Lakum is the derabanan. I'm asking him to do something that even if I were to do it myself is only also midirabanan. So it's a double derabanan, which is mutter b'makom mitzvah b'shasa tzarech hefsim meruba of different reasons. Right, so very good. So here it sounds like not, because here you didn't even ask him to do it. He's doing it on his own, and they say that you can't be nanny, you have to wait until after Yontif. Okay, that's Tov Kuf Tes Vav. But the same idea. So here he's saying, if it came Michutz L'Tchum, but it didn't come for you, it came for the Goyim, so then that's not Muksa, that's okay. V'chein Kemach Shenitchan Hayom, you're not allowed to grind flour on Yontif, we learned that yesterday. Grind wheat into flour. Kemach shenitchan hayom bi'ir sheruba einam Yehudim. If it's a city of mostly goyim, muter likach mimenu. I'm allowed to take it. There's no problem with muksa. And he died to the Yehudi talking that he did it for the goyim. A guy who does malacha for himself or for another guy, the Jew is allowed to be nene from that malacha. When the guy does it for the Jew and it's a direct hana, it's pitch dark in the room, he turns on the light so that I can read. I'm not allowed to read by that light. I'm not allowed to be nene from the malacha that the guy did specifically for me. If the guy and I, whatever, we're partners and I don't know what. And we walk into a dark room and he turns on the light so he can read the newspaper, so he did it for himself, so then I could use that light. Continues the Mechaber, v'odin likach mimenu pas she'afa bo bayom. If the guy baked the bread, so when this is discussed in Hilchos Shabbos, they talk about the guy can't be baking bread, you know, it can't be a private guy baking private bread. That's an Isser Abisha of Pas Akum, which is Asser according to everybody. It must be talking about a guy who's a baker, who's doing it on a professional scale. And Pas Palta, that's called Pas Palta. Pas Palta, we already said, Me'ikar Din is Mutter. Mechaber tells us to be Makbid during Aser Shemei Tshuva. The Mechaber in general is more Machmir than the Ramah. Ramah is more Mekel in general, Pas Palter, which we discussed over there in Hilchos Yom Kippur. So, Hodin Likamir Pas Shafa Bo Bayom, V'chenim Nefa, B'Shabbos Shalafanav. Even if the guy baked it on Shabbos, not for the Jew, he did it for himself, that would also be okay for the Jew. Again, assuming it's kosher and it's Pas Palter, then the Jew, Me'ikar Adin, would be allowed to eat that. Now, when you're taking something from the guy, the Mishabura points out, like, you know, you'll pay him after Shabbos. Mishabura at the end of Sifkat and Hay says, "Avel osu likro ha'akum lebeso, laros lo amo shika ba'atzim." You can't tell the guy, okay, come to my house, open that drawer, take out the $20 bill, that you can't tell him to do. That would be an uvda d'chol. Da'afir de akum osur liknos. And there she points out from Shulchan Aruch Rav, once you're giving him money on the spot, so then the mamish looks like it, then the mamish looks like business. Otherwise, it looks like a loan. It's done very subtly. You're not mentioning the money, which we'll discuss in a minute, and that would be okay. But once you're showing him the money, telling him to take the money, that is not allowed. Where, in general, the poskim do allow that. They talk about when a person, say in America, person needs to, is having a baby on Shabbos, so they prepare an envelope with money, tell the driver, you know, take the envelope out of the bag, that's yours, okay, otherwise he's not going to take you to the hospital, that's pikuach nefesh, and me'ikar din, you could just hand him the money, it's just an easier way of doing it, you don't have to touch the money goes in an envelope, you need to get to the hospital, your wife's having a baby, you tell the guy to take the envelope. But in terms of going into a store on Shabbos Yontif to take something from the Goyish store, that you shouldn't bring him into your house and give him the money, that would not be allowed. Sif Beis Yisrael she'amar le'ein Yehudim ba'od yom. A Jew asked a guy from before Shabbos, Tikneli yonim l'machar, buy me some birds for tomorrow on Yontif. I want him to buy on me on Yontif. Lo yafeh asa. He did not do the right thing. Amir la'akum is asa even before Shabbos or Yontif. I can't, before Shabbos and Yontif, tell the guy to do something for me on Shabbos and Yontif. I can't tell him on Yontif to do something after Yontif. I can't tell him on Yontif to do something for Yontif. I can't tell him before Yontif to do something on Yontif. There's different reasons for Amir la'akum, and the nafkaminas are in those different cases. Is it Dabra Davar? Is it Din of the Dibor? Then if you did it before Shabbos, it would be okay. Is it a type of shlichus? Shlichus la'akum l'chumra, Rashi says. Is it Shabbos will be kal in his eyes if the guy's busy doing everything for him? Different reasons brought down for the Isser, the Rabbanan of Amir la'akum. So here he asked the guy to buy for him birds for Yontif. He's going to eat them. It's still a problem. The Mishnah says, if cotton test, very last line, hatam, the koma sha also last is like Yisrael ba'atzmo, anything the Jew can't do himself, also lomar la'akum asoso b'yantif, you can't ask the guy to do on yantif. Afilu im tzaveo me'erv yantif lezeh. Now we did say that buying something on yantif would be an issa d'rabanan, so it would be a double d'rabanan, shmus to shmus. So you could ask, it's simchas yantif, shmus to shmus, b'mako mitzvah. But I guess this is something you could do yourself, and there's really no reason for it. The shofar, the lulav, or maybe Simchas Yontif is not enough of a mitzvah. I don't know. It's a good question you asked before. Why doesn't that fit into the... you see, it doesn't fit. The question is, why not? Now, if you ask the guy before Yontif to bring you those birds, you weren't supposed to do that. Lo yafe asa. Aval im asa kvar. But if he already did it, mutter lechol man b'yontif. But if you already did it, be the avid, you can eat those birds. Vush lo yu mafrichin, as long as they are not flying birds. Mishumas if katan yud, because if they're flying birds, does leka by mishum tzeda. If they're flying birds, you can have a tzeda problem. If they're not flying, you don't have a tzeda problem. It means they came and she'inim yicholim lefroach, since they can't fly. Ha'avilu kinitzodin va'omdin. They're assumed to have been caught already before Yontif, or they're in a constant state of being caught, because they don't really go too far. But if they're flying birds, then we were concerned, maybe the guy caught it on Yontif, and when Yontif came in, it was a free, loose bird, which would be muksa. The afa pishen itzodu bishva goyim, even though he did it for himself, not for you, or feeling told him a mela. Well, in this case, you asked him to do it, but even if it was caught for the guy caught it for himself, or the bird got caught on his own somehow, mikomakom yadua, the kodava shemuchutza tzeidim yod yom, if it was not caught before Shabbos or Yontif started, asa mishum muksa. Here we talk about Yontif, it's going to be asa because of muksa, kedilael, like we said in Seif Aleph. Okay, aval imraga bakach. If this is common practice that you ask the guy erev yontif to bring you birds on yontif, then aser lechomem, even bidi eved, you're not allowed to eat it. The ein zechosh of the eved, that's already not called the eved kevin shiraga bakach. Since you are accustomed to doing this, that's not called a bidi eved, which is something that happened and you made a mistake. It's something that you do consistently, and even bidi eved, he would not be allowed to eat those birds. Sif Gimel. Lomar lechavero, to say to his friend, Malei li kli ze yayin, please fill up this kli for me full of wine. Dino buyantiv kamo b'shabes, which we'll see in a minute, in Shin Chav Gimel. Kedisa b'siman Shin Chav Gimel. V'odin da'asil hatal goralos buyantiv kamo b'shabes, as the Isal El Shin Chav Beis Vav. You're not allowed to have a Hagrala on Shabbos or Yantif. You have Avos Ubanim, everyone gets a petek with their name on it or with a number on it. That Hagrala has to be on after Shabbos and after Yantif. Sif Dalit, Lo Yomud Adam Saorim Litain Lifnei Be'emto. Do not measure barley to give to your animal on Yantif. Measuring is also midrabanan of the chol. However, it's defined. Lamaisa, you're not allowed to measure on Shabbos or Yantif unless it's a medida de mitzvah. And giving barley to your animals does not qualify as a medida de mitzvah, so you can't measure. Elamish shayer v'nosein law. You just approximate. You give him be'erech, and that's good enough. The problem with measuring mishrasiv katni yabei shinira ki'ilu modeit limkor. It's part of the gzeira business. It looks like you're measuring in order to sell. Okay, let's go back to Sif Aleph. Okay, we skipped this. Sif Aleph started. Tav kuf yud zayin Aleph. Lomar lechen vani losis lo beitim ha'gozim ha'shar minei machalu mishteh. To ask the storekeeper to give you food items, whatever it is that you need for your Shabbos or Yontif meal. Dino b'Yontif kamo b'Shabbos u'kamoshin is bayer le'el in Shin Chav Gimel Dalet. So let's take a look at Shin Chav Gimel Dalet, Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, so there's the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha over here has an introduction. He says, Kedei lahavin hetev divrei ha-mechaber v'aramah Akdim bekan hakdama kitzara. This is the Bir Halacha, Dibar Maslum Mutu Lomar, in Shin Chav Gimel Dalet. Shin Chav Gimel Dalet. Yesh Gimel Dvarim Behem Shisha. Shnaim Shein Arba. Gimel Shem Shisha. There are three things that are really like six. There's Damim, money. There's Mida, which is a measurement. And then there's Minyan, which is a number. And then there is something called Schum Damim, Schum Mida, and Schum Minyan. Okay, that means when I go into a store, there's really six ways of acting. There's, yeah, let's start with the Mechaber and Sif Gimel. No, let's start with Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet, Shin Chav Gimel. Motu Lomar Lechen Vani, Ten Li Dalet Beitzim V'Hei Rimonim. I can walk into the store and say, I need a dozen eggs. I need 12 eggs. I need 10 cucumbers. I need a six pack of Diet Coke. That's okay. But according to the Mechaber, I'm not allowed to say, give me X dollars, X shkolim worth of, give me 10 shekel worth of pitzuchim. That I'm not allowed to do, according to the Mechaber. Velo schum mida. Velo schum minyan. So the schum means that I say I do a calculation with him. Give me 5 cucumbers. That I can answer. Give me 5 cucumbers. And remember, Erev Yontif, I came in, I took another 5 cucumbers on credit. So now together I owe you for 10 cucumbers. That's the schum. You do a calculation. So the schum is always going to be aser, whether it's a schum minyan, schum mida, or a schum damim. The schum is always aser. In terms of the other three, damim, mida, u'minyan, minyan, everyone agrees is mutter. Give me 12 eggs, a dozen eggs, that's okay. Now what about damim and what about mida? So the Mechaber holds you can't do damim. Hold on. Okay, again. Mutu lo melechen vani tinli dala beitzim hei rimonim. The minyan is okay. Ubevad shalo yaski lo shem damim. He doesn't talk about the money. Velo schum mida, velo schum minyan. He doesn't do any calculations. Lomar, Hareyesh Lecha Biyadi Chamishim Egozin, Tein Li Chamishim Acherim, Hareyesh Lecha Biyadi Meya. Right, I already have 5 cucumbers, another 5 cucumbers, Sach HaKol, 10 cucumbers, that schum is Aser. Hagah says Rama v'chein b'schum damim einu aser el b'chi agavna. She'omer teini b'kach v'kach damim v'yedach abiyadi kach v'kach ava b'lav hachi shari. So this is a machlekes macha b'rama. If there's something, now the Gemara seems to say that you can't say give me 20 shekel worth of cucumbers. So the machaber holds that that's in fact also the Rama holds it's mutter. What about the Gemara? So it depends. If it's something where the value is not known, what's 10 shekel worth of cucumbers? No one knows what 10 shekel worth of cucumbers is. You have to put it on the scale. Then everyone agrees that's aser. That's a Gemara. But if it's something that's like yadua, like there's a 20 shekel, a 10 shekel bag of popcorn. I'll take a 10 shekel bag of popcorn. So the Mechaber will say that's aser. You mentioned the fact that it's 10 shekel. The Rama will say, no, you're just using the 10 shekels of Mar Makom to let him know. Let's say he has 5 shekel, 10 shekel, 20 shekel bags of popcorn. You're using the 10 shekel not as discussing money on Shabbos, but as just as a Mar Makom to tell him which bag of popcorn that you want. The Rama holds that that's mutter. The Mechaber holds that that's aser. And the Rama explains that, and the Rishonim, that the Rama holds like, that when the Gemara says it's aser to talk about the damim, that's when it's not yadua. But let's say in the bag case of the bags of popcorn, it's yadua, so then that's going to be okay. That's not what the Gemara was referring to. Mishabura says, ha-de-kaiman, da-asa, la-haski, damim klal, hu-be-davar, she-ein mikho yadua. You don't know what it costs. Va'ayna, she-ein le-davar, kitzva, psikas, damim. Avodavar, she-yadua, mikho, we know what it costs. Armina de la Simana Baal Manakte Laudio Kama Hutzarich. Vinimta Shalohus Kamahira Vidamim Elanisina Baal Makama Yite. And it's a Marmakum. Which bag of popcorn I want? The 10 shekel bag of popcorn. But the Rama, the Machaber holds that Zasa, the Rama holds that Mutter. And it's the same thing with the Midah. Perhaps. Let's see. So the Rama goes on to say that it's mutter. Va'afa gadosu gahaski damim klal ha'ini b'davar she'ein mikho yadua davar she'yadua rak she'omer lo kama tzarech shari im lo she'mazki lo schum. Va'afa gav she'ish machmirim b'davar zeh kvar parsha ha'minig b'dinas eilu lahokel u'kisvara ha'nizkeres. According to Rama, you're allowed to ask for the 10 shekel bag of popcorn. Now in terms of the midah, it's the same thing, I think. Hold on. So the Bir Halacha brings down that the Rama in the Darkei Moshe says that according to the Gaon Ashuri, you can say the same thing about the Midah. I mean, normally you're not allowed to ask for, give me 2 kilo of cucumbers, but when you have things that are already set, and you do it, like I have a 10 shekel bag of popcorn, I have a half a kilo bag of, I don't know what, of chilin beans. I need the 500 grams of chilin beans. It's yontif. I'm allowed to make a chilin. Okay, Shabbos and Adam, whatever it is. With the Shabbos and yontif, if it's yadua, you're just using the measurement, not in a way of asking the guy to measure for you, but it's just the maramakum of telling him how much you want, so then even with a midah, it will be mutter. Oh, here's a good example he gives at the end of the Bir Halacha. I need a liter and a half of Coke. This is a liter and a half of Coke. It's a Meyer Mukum. Not asking him to measure anything. It's Yadua. What's a liter and a half of Coke? But if you say, I want a liter and a half of Coke, and yesterday I took a liter and a half of Coke, Sacha Kola. Oh, you 3 liters of Coke. So once you do a Schum, it's also with everything. When you're doing a Minyan, just give me a number. That's Mutter according to everybody. And the dummy, which is a Mar Makom, the 10 shekel bag of popcorn, that's a Machlokes Mechaber Rama. And give me a liter and a half of Coke is also a Machlokes Mechaber Rama, and the Rama is Meiko. So whatever the halachos are here in Shabbos, Shin Chav Gimel Dalet, that's what the Mechaber tells us is the halachos in Tav Kuf Yud Zayin Seif Aleph in Hilchos Yontif. Now, in Rav Nevi's Mishabura, so here the Mishabura goes on to say, You can't, if you're a makolet man, you can't take a bunch of pieces of paper before Shabbos and write on 5 shekel, 10 shekel, 20 shekel, and then you're using that as the, you know, the monopoly money at to buy food on Yontif, and then he comes to you after Yontif or Shabbos, okay, here, you gave me these 20 shekel, this piece of paper, it says 20 shekel, now you have to redeem it with a real 20 shekel bill. That you're not allowed to do. Also, lift up a pit called Mer Shabbos Chumos. Ulmacher b'Shabbos kishelokeach yayin miniach hamocher et ha'pitzka b'makom sheshem ha'ish ketuv etzlo mikvar. I have a list of names of all the people over here, and I give out these the petek with it has a number of money on it. I put it by your name. That means that's how much money you owe me. That you're not allowed to do that. Not only that, he says the also likros b'pitzka talalu. You're not allowed to read these ptakim. They are business ptakim. So he says, so they come up with other creative ways of doing it. They would put some sort of garin or whatever on the name of the guy, which means he owes a certain amount of money. Now, when you're dealing with a gabbai tztaka or a gabbai beis hakneses, and they're auctioning off, you know, mitzvahs, selling mitzvahs and collecting money for tztaka, so then there's a little bit more room for gabbai tztaka. Even over there. And Ramezal points out, I don't remember seeing this, when selling, auctioning off, selling aliyahs and shul in Yana Diyayma, Motzai Simchas Torah, Yesh Makpidim Shlo Lahazki Shei Matbea, Kron Shekel Adalar, 500, 600, 1,000, but not to say 500 shekel. To do it without the shekel or dollars, again, because that's a mitzvah, otherwise, obviously, we don't auction things off on Shabbos and Yontif. So Rav Nemzal writes also over here in the state on the bottom, Bapitkaot Dibar Maschil Kniya b'Shabbat Aidei Tzlushim Asura. Ava kishat Tzlush Miuchad Lechevitz Misuyam Mutur Belo Hazkaras Mechir. If the petik represents a certain item, so without having money written on the item, that would be okay. Then he brings down from Shir Shabbos Kilchasa. It'll be even better if the petek had it with like color coded. So you know this color is a drink, this color is a main course, this color is a side dish, this color is a dessert. And then you don't have to read anything. Okay, so that is Tav Kuf Yud Zayin.